Graham, do you think that was a fair score line?
What?
Fair score line.
Well, it was, because we gave them 3 goals, yeah. It is a fair score line. And only for Jilks, it probably could have been more, but in between that, we created a few chances ourselves, but, I mean, no, you know me, I'm not even going to pretend that anything was okay today, so... And I don't know whether it's not a hangover, but, you know, you play Villa and Newcastle and play ever so well and don't get anything, whether it's too much for the players. I don't know. We'll find out Saturday, won't we, really?
And yet you had your chances and their goalkeeper pulled off a series of good saves.
Yeah, it's just suicidal stuff we played, isn't it? With kamikaze football, we've played, really. You know, we always have a pride ourselves in trying to play, but that's ridiculous what's, you know... Because when I saw the team sheet, I knew what Mick was going to do, and you know, I tried to tell the how to prepare the team for that. You know, because they played a different shape to Saturday, but it was going to be a battle for us to earn the right to play, and we earned the right to play, but then just made stupid mistakes.
Do you feel personally let down by them?
I do. Yeah, I've told them. You know, the things have been said in the dressing room that will remain in the dressing room, but we've just got to hope for a response because you know, the club don't deserve that sort of performance. Supporters don't deserve it, and the staff don't deserve it. You know, and it's senior players that have to look at themselves, really.
6 games left, 7 points adrift, and yet everybody else around you lost tonight. So I suppose you've still got to believe you could do it.
Oh, well, I always believe it. It's just, you know, we've obviously got to start somewhere. And I thought, you know, we talked about it this afternoon. I thought we had to start tonight. You know, we'd had reports that the crowd a bit unsettled here, and they must, Mick must have been delighted that we turned up and played like that. So, you know, but I wouldn't wish anything on any other manager. So, you know, it's we've just got to look after ourselves. But we've got to do something for our own supporters. They deserve more, and we've got to give them more.
And 176 of them travelled down tonight. I suppose you have to say you needed them, didn't you?
Well, we needed them, yeah, but, you know, we did have our moments. There's no doubt we can play a bit, but all of a sudden, as you know, defensively we've been quite sound all season, and all of a sudden it's sort of gone up in smoke, and only for Jilksy, you know, it could have been more, and he's put in a fantastic performance, hasn't he? He's probably going back in the Scotland squad like that.
Not helped, though, the fact you had no recognised striker out there. I presume Omar Bogle, Will Grigg, are they now out for the season?
Yeah. Well, Omar might have a chance before the season is out, but I think it's more a case of, I think we created. You know, I think we proved that when you can get the ball on the floor in the opposition's half, maybe not in our own defensive third, but in the opposition's half, that we can create stuff. So we've got to still believe in that. You know, it's the first time I sort of feel that I've been let down. So hopefully it's the last.
Rotherham United on Saturday, they're already down. I suppose they've got nothing to lose.
No, but, you know, in some respects, neither have we. We've got to go for it. I mean, I felt we'd, you know, made a few changes in the second half that sort of emphasised that, but, you know... We can't just go for it and open up as we've seen. So we've got some thinking to do about the approach to Saturday's game. Probably from on the coach onwards home now and think about Saturday. But, you know, just got to try and get over tonight.
Are you going to contemplate making more changes?
I keep giving everybody a chance. There's probably only 2 or 3 players that now that haven't had a chance. So, you know, just got a bit of thinking time to do between now and Saturday.